that change in the nutrient cycle is really what causes agriculture to be so challenging in rainforest regions. So just to reiterate here, when you clear the forest, you basically lose that organic matter that the forest is tightly recycling. We talked about that in the forest dynamics lecture. And that precipitates a rapid loss of soil fertility. Remember that the inherent fertility of the soil is very, very low because it's highly weathered from all the rainfall. So once you've lost that input of organic matter, and that organic matter decomposes once the forest is cleared, you've lost a lot of soil fertility. Furthermore, the roots start to decompose, there's less organisms in the ground, and you wind up in the soil, and you wind up having a much more compacted soil with a loss of pore space, which means that water doesn't infiltrate as readily, air doesn't infiltrate into the soil as readily, and you get a reduction in the biological activity in the soil because there's not as much moisture and oxygen. So in summary, the low fertility makes agriculture very challenging. The rainforest soil also tends to be acidic, and that makes agriculture challenging. And so one of the ways to overcome that is for agriculture to concentrate itself on floodplains, or in seasonal tropical areas where there's a dry season that includes an annual input of leaf litter. Look at the graph on the bottom left here, and you can see the line showing what happens to accumulated organic matter in the topsoil after you clear the forest. You can see that once you replace it with a field of maize, the amount of organic matter is much, much lower. And unless you fertilize that field, it's not going to increase.